Wednesday, November 17th, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. Going down the rabbit hole on inflation, part 3. Inflation is the combination of both wage and price increases. They go together and one drives the other. Given extended periods of low prices, everyone got spoiled. Wages and commodity prices are really not that high in real terms, but they started so low as to make everyone feel like we have seen a great inflation. I believe that worker wages have been too depressed for too long. That is changing. John Deere employees are likely to approve a new contract with immediate 10% raise for blue-collar workers. Seaboard Triumph Foods are offering a starting wage of $20 an hour, $22.50 for the night shift, and Social Security recipients get an automatic inflation index increase in benefits of 5.9% next year. Lots and lots of cash is being paid out in higher wages that are needed so that consumers can afford price inflation. The risk is an inflation spiral. Low-income households will get little benefit from wage improvement as cost of living rises as much or more than wage inflation. Job opportunities now abound to levels unprecedented in my memory. In fact, it has been decades since job opportunities for those willing to work have been this good. It was reported in early November that there were 11.2 million U.S. job openings with 7.4 million unemployed. It is unemployment that should now be transitory. The idea that outsourcing manufacturing jobs and having borders open to immigration would somehow starve Americans of job opportunities is being neutered as a narrative by the current job market. There are more jobs open in this country than can be filled. Tight immigration laws are contributing to wage inflation. Just try and hire a contractor to remodel a house. Carpenters, plumbers, electricians, and such are booked up with jobs for what feels like forever. There are tens of thousands of openings for truck drivers. There's also no sign that this growth is going to change anytime soon and will carry on well into 2022. They are building infrastructure in this country everywhere you look, and the government is about to get into the construction business, adding billions of dollars more to new massive building projects funded by the infrastructure bill. That will support materials markets as raw materials become scarce. Fear of supply shortages will produce incentive to build inventories of materials. Part shortages are now plaguing farmers and businesses. One shop owner came back from retirement to work 2 days per week, just acquiring all the parts inventory that they needed in their business. Frankly, store shelves are partially empty and it is not Christmas yet. When you do find an item that you need, you buy all that they have because you do not trust that they'll be able to restock the inventory. You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. Just-in-time inventory management meant that the consumer did not have to keep an inventory, as supply chains would have products there when they needed them. That is no longer true for either small or big stuff. For example, a construction company needed electrical components for future projects. They had trouble sourcing them. When they found some, they bought them all and stuck them in the warehouse. And then there are all the small things like my liking to use large cans of vegetables in stews. I'd not seen them for months, and then when I found 9 cans on the shelf, I bought them all. The shelf is empty again. The idea that this is transitory could be true, but not short-term transitory. They're going to have to build inventories in the warehouse and pantries before consumers will slow demand, or until prices go so high that they reevaluate what products they want from what they really need. I think that we are just getting into that process. Government likes inflation. So did the Fed, as they had a 2% inflation target and at one time feared deflation more than inflation. Inflation, higher prices are filling government coffers, as their percentage of the take in taxes may not have changed, but the gross amount being taxed is growing. The Wall Street Journal reported that state and local receipts, including federal aid, were up 23% third quarter of the year. California posted a $75 billion budget surplus. Servicing debt gets easier with inflation as it gets paid back with cheaper dollars. Government can borrow for very low rates, and higher revenue supports additional spending. They'll never pay down any debt. The Fed may slow the rate that it has been creating money, but that will not stop without a recession resulting. One group of people that are being brutalized in this economy are the savers with cash in the bank. Their CDs have lost 6% in buying power from negative real interest rates just this year. It will take at least 2 years before the current inflation of stimulus now put in motion can begin to stop. Sharp reversals are painful, just as farmers who went through the 1980 Ag Depression. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information on marketing opportunities, contact us at Comstock.com or call 712-227-1110.